You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Stars shining bright above you.
Children, no running.
Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of
clues we're supposed to be looking for here.
The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes. Sherlock Holmes.
Thirty-six Murray Place, Lake Tekapo, 7999, New Zealand. There is a place there called the Creel House Bed and Breakfast. I wonder if after today they're going to start seeing an uptick in Google searches and maybe some Google reviews. I'm not here to talk about a bed and breakfast, but I am here to talk about a house. The Creel House. What is the Creel House, you say? Well, I don't know. But hello, stranger friends. It's been a little while, and I couldn't get through today. After seeing what was released on YouTube by Netflix, I was not going to get through today and not talk about the 1 minute and 35 second little teaser that Netflix put out today for Stranger Things, for simply titled Creel House. I like that they give these things titles and kind of get you speculating on what and why. Is Creel a place? To me, Creel is probably a name, right? We've all watched the video by now. So it's a minute and 35 seconds, and we're going to go through it as slowly as possible and talk about everything we notice and everything we can see in this spooky, spooky house. Okay, so why don't we just start, right? We know we're not going to see anything. We're not going to get an episode until 2022. But remember, folks, there's only 3 full months left until 2022. So it's getting closer. And really, who knows? It could be like a surprise on New Year's Day. I feel like that's a distinct possibility, not from any knowledge. I just feel like that would be an amazing gift to all of us, because all they're saying is 2022. Well, 2022 starts on January 1st. Most years do. And it would be amazing if all of a sudden it was like, oh, Stranger Things, Happy New Year, we're back. Okay, but enough about that. Let's talk about this teaser. It opens up with a car. This looks like something out of the 50s, I'm going to say. Could be the 60s, perhaps. This car pulling up to a nice, big, beautiful, obviously haunted house. They have a Mayflower moving truck. Mayflower is a real moving company that's been around since the 20s. So I don't know if that helps in any way, but it just shows that these people are obviously moving into this house. My guess is these people, their last name is Creel. That's my guess, because I looked up Creel and it's not an actual town. Not that, you know, they could make it a town in this show. Well, actually, Creel is a town, but it's in Mexico. So I know they said they were going outside of Hawkins, but I don't think they're going that far outside of Hawkins. That being said, looking at the car, I was trying to zoom in on the license plate. I couldn't get a good read on it, but I looked up yellow license plates in the 50s, and the one that's closest, the one this resembles the most, I believe is Pennsylvania. And for those of you who don't know, Pennsylvania and Ohio border each other. So my guess is here is that they have to go to someplace in Pennsylvania. Or I'm completely wrong and these people moved from Pennsylvania to Hawkins. And now that I think it out loud, that seems to make more sense, that they have a license plate from where they were. They don't have a new license plate yet. So all the research I did for the license plate probably amounts to a bunch of hoot. Okay, I literally am 1 second into the video and I have done nothing. So what I'm actually going to do is hit play again, but I'm going to slow it down to like half speed. You're not going to hear it, so it's not going to bother you, but it's just going to give me kind of time to process things going on here. All of a sudden, I mean, this house is obviously, it looks haunted. And it's a young family. A little boy, a little girl, a husband and wife, they just look like, ha-ha, we're living the American dream. We finally got our house. And of course, this like classic Dream a Little Dream is playing in the background, which at the same time is kind of spooky. You ever notice when some of that old music, just when it's used in the right way, can really like spook you and be really scary? Even when the song itself isn't that scary, it's just when it's used properly, it can just give you this kind of foreboding feeling of dread. Okay, we're 18 seconds into the video. They just get into the house and they look like they are loving it. You know, just kind of regular living their life. They're reading in the parlor or the reading room, coloring in the den, just doing their day-to-day things. But while this is going on, right away we see weird little things happening, just lights flickering. And then the little girl goes in the front yard and sees like a dead rabbit. Ugh. We see the family at dinner and everything looks nice and perfect. And then the lights start flickering some more. And it's at this moment we cut to a shot that is, I'm not sure how to say this, scary as hell, where it shows the dad, his back to the camera. All we see is him like facing a door and both kids are on the ground, I'm assuming dead. So is this one of these things where the dad somehow got possessed and kills his family? Is that one of those scenarios that you'd see in like a Conjuring type movie? Obviously, something terrible happened in this house. Something so awful that it looked like the house was boarded up and was never looked at, never sold, never lived in, just kind of considered one of those murder houses that no one wanted to buy, and just sat there, really just getting layers of dust all over it and becoming basically the town spooky house, the haunted house of Hawkins. I don't even know if we're in Hawkins. I'm just guessing we are. All I know is that next shot that we see cuts us into, I want to say the current time, but no, it's the 80s. We're back in the 80s now. We've moved ahead. It's still far behind for us, but we moved ahead at the 43-second mark. We now see the same house, same shop, but no one's there. Everything's gray. Everything is like old and dusty and just kind of not lived in. And all of a sudden, a rock smashes through the window. And we know from the previous trailer, I start to realize, oh my goodness, this is the house that we saw our friends go into last time. Right? Where we thought, where I was guessing, where are they? What's that clock? My whole thought was, could we be in the Upside Down? You know, is this clock in some sort of memory of 11, or, you know, in some part of the void? It seems like it's all part of the Creel house, because we see that clock, we see this hallway, and we see some of our friends. We see Steve come in, we see Dustin, we see Max, and we see Lucas. Lucas with a sweet flat top. I mean, we're talking 80s style to the max. Steve is like, okay, remind me why we're here, what we're kind of clues we're looking for. So they're now we know that they're looking for clues, but for what? For what? Are there disappearances? Is there some new stranger in town? I doubt this has anything to do with Hopper. This seems more to do with 11. And it's something in the past they're looking for that has to do with, I don't know. It's just, they give you these little pieces and all it does is make you ask more and more questions. You know, then Dustin does this Sherlock Holmes quote, and Lucas kind of gives this look where, I'm going to look at it again. So Dustin says that Sherlock Holmes quote, and Lucas kind of closes his eyes like, ugh, like disdain. And then Max looks at Lucas and like this, like almost like she's going to smile about the quote, but she's looking right at him and his reaction, and she gives this little look like, what? Almost like, are they fighting? Is there something going on? She gives this, I thought maybe she was looking behind him and saw something, but she seems to be definitely looking at him. And so I wonder if there, at this moment there's tension between the two of them or between Dustin and Lucas. Again, that's what I'm doing, a minute and a half, and I just want to read every thought I can possibly read into what I'm seeing. Because, you know, what else do we have? We only have this minute and a half to go on. So that's it as far as seeing our friends. They're there looking for clues. We don't know what clues they're looking for. But then we see that clock again. The clock is obviously in this house. It looks like maybe in the attic, I'm going to guess. Which, if you have to go into an abandoned house that might be a murder house, and then you have to go into the attic, good luck. I'll be outside on the sidewalk in the middle of the day. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care if it's the middle of, you know, the sunniest day of the year and, you know, it's noontime. I don't care. I am not going up there with you. I'll be outside, you know, enjoying, you know, some delicious ice cream from the ice cream truck. I think I hear the ice cream truck. I'm going to go out, run outside and get some ice cream. I'll get some for everyone. Let me know if you find any clues. Bye-bye. Okay, back to the clock. So we see that same clock again, and it's just ticking and ticking. And we, as we zoom in on it, as we start to zoom in on it, that's when things get a little twisted upside down, because all of a sudden now we see the same clock. And now we are definitely in the upside down, because we see all our floating like things in the air, whatever, the scary dust that we see floating in the upside down. Now things seem to be covered in, like, it looks like this thing is covered in snakes or tentacles or something. I don't know. But we still see that clock, and it just zooms in closer on it. And I believe it's chiming at midnight. I think it's 3 o'clock. So it's the same time. So I'm guessing 3 o'clock, they're there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It looks like the clock says 3 o'clock. But we're in the upside down. It's covered, and it's not snakes. Those are just all the vines, the same things that sucked Will in the first season, right? And the grandfather clock cracks, and it keeps cracking. It keeps ticking, and then it pops. Almost like, and it, the glass pops out. Like there's something in the clock trying to get out, and that's it. And then it says 2022. And it just makes us all go crazy, because it's just not enough. It's like we wanted something. Today was the big Netflix ta-dum day. They give us this, and all it does is make us want more. But at least we got this. At least we got this to talk about. At least we got this to dissect. So now we know what the house is, what they were, why they're there, what clues, why do they need clues? No idea. But we know the house is there, and it would appear that this house is some sort of murder house, that the dad killed his family. I'm guessing that would make for a good haunted house. And it looks like a big old, just classic haunted house that you'd see on like American Horror Story or in the Conjuring movies. But yeah, and why, what does Creel have to do with 11 or with the upside down? Like, is this a spot where there's a new Hellmouth? You know what I mean? Like a new Hellmouth, that's Buffy. You know what I mean? Like a new gate. Is there someplace else? Is there another way? And does the clock have anything to do with it? As you can see, I didn't plan anything. I'm watching this and I'm reacting. I watched it earlier today, but I'm watching it again, reacting without any notes, because I want to experience this as I'm watching it. But I think I've covered just about everything I can cover. I just don't know and I want to know. But I don't want to know until they let us know. Does that make sense? Like, if someone could tell me right now what it all is, I'd be like, no, I don't want to know. I want to know the moment Netflix gives me Stranger Things 4. And then I want to watch it, and then I want to talk about it with all my friends. But we have months until we get to do that. You know we'll be getting a full trailer at some point. Just a big season 4 trailer. Boom. Instead of these little teasers that are just driving me crazy. And when that happens, I'll be here. I'll be ready. And if you're wondering, yes, I somehow just started singing the theme song to Baywatch. Why do I know that? That is a problem that I have to deal with, the fact that I do know that. But I'll be ready, and I'll be here to talk about it. But until then, thank you guys for sticking with me. Thank you guys for listening, for subscribing. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the Rebel Robin podcast, I would go back and check that one out. It talks about the book. Really good book. That's the fourth Stranger Things novel that I have covered here on the Stranger Danger Book Club. And I don't think there are any other novels right now, but I'm always checking. And I know there are some comic books that I haven't touched yet, that I haven't read yet, but those are coming too. But we have time, right, my friends? We have time. I hope everybody had a great September. October's coming. It's a very spooky time, so maybe we'll get a trailer. Who knows? Remember the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? Netflix did a Cloverfield Paradox. They dropped a trailer and said, Cloverfield Paradox, available tonight. Like, what? This movie no one knew existed. And then they said, oh yeah, it's available right after the game. And people were like, what? And I was excited. I watched it. It's a pretty good movie. But I would love Stranger Things to do something like that, and Netflix to do something like that, where they say, it could, 2022, the Super Bowl would be a great place for them to say, here comes season 4. They did that. Remember season 2 had the big, you know, what do you call that thing? The trailer, the big season 2 trailer during the Super Bowl. That would be great. But the Super Bowl is not till February. I would like this show in January. So if I can skip a Super Bowl commercial and get the show before that, I will gladly do that. And you know how it's going to be. I'm going to watch the whole season as quickly as I can. We all are. Then I'm going to go back and start going through every episode and putting out new episodes, new full official episodes of Stranger Danger. But we're months away from that. So I have a couple things, couple book club things I want to do in the meantime. I appreciate you guys sticking with me again. And I hope to hope you'll be hearing from me soon. I hope to be talking to you soon. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality, on Instagram at Geek Mentality. And the show is on Twitter at, what is it on Twitter? You think I know this. It's Stranger D Pod, right? I mean, you know better than I do. But that's it. That's it, my friends. And of course, the website, I keep forgetting, fansnotexperts.com/strangerdanger. All right, my friends, the Creel House, a minute and a half, and I've already gone 22 minutes. Exciting stuff. Just hurry up and get here. All right, my stranger friends, until next time, stay out of the Creel House. Looks too spooky.
Fans Not Experts. Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.